It is a state capitol report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We talk with the state's top election official as voting and election administration proposals move through the capitol and voting-related constitutional amendments are set to go on the ballot next year. You can join the discussion. Call in with a question. Share your views. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Megan Wolf is administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Megan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Good morning. Let's turn to these constitutional amendments. The Senate and Assembly both advanced amendments to the Constitution involving elections that voters will have say on in April. If the amendments are ultimately approved, how would voting in Wisconsin change?
Well, you know, first of all, as the state's nonpartisan chief election official, I don't take a position on things like legislation. And so it'll really be up to the voters of Wisconsin to decide if these are what they'd like to implement. From our perspective, the two amendments would involve solidifying the photo ID as part of our state's constitution. That's been in place since 2012. There has been some litigation, but it does seem like something that's very well established here in the state of Wisconsin at this point. And then, you know, I'm sure there'll be some questions about the funding and resources from third parties. But again, you know, our job is just to implement the law, in this case, to implement whatever the voters of Wisconsin decide.
In terms of third-party private grants, what impact would that have in administering state elections if those types of dollars would not be there?
Right. So, you know, that is really a municipal level decision. So in 2020, we saw that some local governments, so be it their city council, their town boards, made decisions to engage with grant programs to fund some of their election-related programs. And so, you know, this would continue to be something that is discussed and ultimately decided how it would be funded at the municipal level. At the state of Wisconsin, we do provide some federal grants. So Congress will pass funding for election security at the federal level, and they provide it to states. And then here in the state of Wisconsin, we do give the majority of that grant funding to our local election jurisdictions. One of the really tricky things is that in the state of Wisconsin, we have the most decentralized election system in the entire country. We have 1,850 cities, towns, and villages. And so it can be challenging to find ways to fund almost 2,000 local jurisdictions in a meaningful way to be able to spread across that federal funding. So, you know, making up that gap will continue to be something that our municipal governments will need to decide on how to budget for that in the future.
In deciding on how to budget for that in the future, in general, do local municipalities have adequate state funding to administer elections?
Oh, I think that our local jurisdictions could always use additional state funding to fund elections. Elections are expensive. Elections require a very significant workforce. In a general election, you're going to have almost 40,000 poll workers in the state of Wisconsin because we have almost 4,000 polling places, and all of those need to be staffed on election day. And then before election day, we have in-person absentee voting. All of the many things that happen before election day, after election day, all those things need to be staffed. There's things like our tabulating equipment. So in some small jurisdictions, they might not have tabulators, but they have to have things like accessible voting equipment. And all of that equipment, you know, it needs to be replaced from time to time. So those are very expensive things that have to happen. We have absentee voting, postage that's part of that process. And so there is always a need for additional sustainable funding for our local governments to be able to make sure that they can keep pace with the changing demands in election administration.
Do you hear any concerns from clerks about having adequate staffing of elections in the future?
So we have had initiatives in the past to try to recruit poll workers across the state. We are hearing that in terms of poll workers, that local election jurisdictions do feel that they have adequate staffing levels. Now, that's not to say if you're interested, please, by all means, contact your local clerk and talk to them about whether or not they need poll workers. I think they'd always be glad to have those conversations. We have seen that the political parties, so the Republican and Democratic parties, they are producing lists of poll workers. And those poll workers that come from the party list do have to be chosen first in the jurisdictions. And so we are seeing larger lists than we have in the past, which does help to be able to staff some of those polling places. Now, in terms of clerks' offices and staffing those other important processes around Election Day, I think that can be a little more challenging, especially in small townships. We have 1,200 plus townships in the state of Wisconsin, and these are really small jurisdictions where it can be really difficult for them to find people to fill these positions.
We're talking about election and voting related proposals and election administration with Megan Wolf, Administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. You can join in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. The Assembly passed a bill that could allow early votes to be processed the day before Election Day. It now heads to the Senate. And if enacted, how could this bill affect how clerks tally elections?
So it's been really encouraging to see all of the local election officials that have been able to voice their opinion about these bills and to see that they have bipartisan support. I think that's really positive to see everyone come together to look to solve an issue. And the issue we have here is that absentee voting has become an increasingly popular way for Wisconsin voters to cast their ballot. Before 2020, we typically saw about 6% of voters in Wisconsin were utilizing absentee by mail. That number is now much higher. In 2020, it was higher than 60% of voters utilizing that process. It does seem to be leveling off a little bit. But with absentee votes, we're one of the few states in the country that does not allow processing of those absentee ballots before the polls open on Election Day. And so that makes it really challenging for places to manage a polling place and process those absentee ballots all in one day. And so this would allow clerks additional time to start that processing. It would still be public, which I think is really important to say and repeat over again, is it will be a public process still where the public can still observe those absentee ballots as they're being pre-processed. And the totals would not be able to be released. The clerks wouldn't even be able to have access to that through their tabulation equipment. And so it really just allows them additional time to be able to do the careful work that's required as they process those absentee ballots and allow them that additional time so that we can get the unofficial totals quicker, which is something that, you know, we certainly see the public desires, is to be able to have those unofficial totals earlier after the election concludes.
Let's take a call now. Jane in Suamico has a question. Jane, hi.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I would ask to have some clarification. I understand there is a commission over the Wisconsin Election Commission, and that commission advises or creates rules for the Wisconsin Election Commission. And it's something people don't talk about very often, and there seems to be a lot of confusion about it, especially as it relates to advice about giving clerks advice or different ways what the Wisconsin Election Commission can do. Can she speak to that, please?
Jane, thank you. Megan Wolf, go ahead.
Yeah, oh, excellent question. And you're right. I find that a lot of people do not understand our model. So the Wisconsin Elections Commission is a six-member bipartisan commission. So we have three Republican commissioners and three Democratic commissioners. And they meet in public meetings to decide how to implement election laws. And so any decision that you've heard about in terms of how an election law has been implemented, sometimes people like those decisions, sometimes people do not, those were made by the six-member commission in an open public meeting. If you'd like to see when the commission's going to meet, if you'd like to see what's going to be on their agenda, if you'd like to watch past meetings and view the minutes, you can go to elections.wi.gov, and you can see the commission's schedule. It's a really unique process, and it allows for a lot of transparency. I'm the administrator of the commission. I'm nonpartisan by law. I don't have a vote on the commission. My job is just to implement the directives of that bipartisan commission. They need four votes to be able to implement a directive, and then they give me that directive to implement. I don't have a say, an opinion, or a vote on the commission. And so a lot of times that's misunderstood. You know, what is my role on the commission? And I don't have a vote. I just implement that bipartisan commission's directive. All of our commissioners are also appointed by our legislative leadership. And so those are legislative appointees that serve on the commission.
We examine election administration ahead of 2024 with Megan Wolf serving as Wisconsin's top elections official. Call in with a question. Share your comments. 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with Wisconsin's chief election official as a raft of voting and election administration proposals move through the Capitol. Be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts at any point. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Megan Wolf is administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Let's go to Saeed in Green Bay with a question. Hi, Saeed.
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm wondering about mail-in ballots. Seeing as such a large percentage of our state is now voting absentee, I'm wondering if ballots are mailed in a mass mailing fashion, even to those who have not requested one, or are those only mailed into people who ask for it? And yep. The reason I'm asking the question is because I have a concern about the significant opportunity for errors if we do mass mailings.
Saeed, thank you. Saeed, thank you. Megan Wolf, go ahead.
Really great questions this morning. So we do not mass mail ballots here in the state of Wisconsin. So when you request an absentee ballot, first and foremost, you have to be a registered voter. So when you make your request, you make your request in writing. You have to provide a photo ID. And that absentee ballot request goes to your municipal clerk. So if you live in a small township, it goes to your town clerk. If you live in a village, in a city, it goes to your clerk. Your clerk reviews your absentee ballot request and your photo ID. They then look at the eligible voter list. If you're not on the eligible voter list, if you're not registered to vote, then they cannot issue you a ballot. But it's happening in every single community. And so if your clerk gets your absentee request, they see you've provided everything that's required by law, they see that you're registered to vote, and there's not other indicators that you're ineligible, then they mail you an absentee ballot. And that's coming from your municipal clerk. It doesn't come from the state. It only comes to you if you've requested it and if your clerk has determined you're eligible. When that ballot comes back, your clerk has to again check that ballot into the system. So if they receive a ballot back and they go to check it in and they see you never asked for it or you're not registered to vote, then that cannot be counted. And so it's a very localized a process here in the state of Wisconsin that has 1,850 municipal clerks that are safeguarding that process and ensure that only eligible voters in their community receive an absentee ballot and that only eligible voters in their community can have an absentee ballot counted. Another cool thing about absentee voting is your ballot goes to your polling place and it's counted on election day, where your name and your address are read, just like you're at the polls. And so it's part of that public process, and it's part of that process that if somebody did have reliable information that a voter wasn't eligible to have their vote counted, it could be challenged as part of that public process. So a lot of safeguards in place, both before, during, and even after Election Day, to ensure that only eligible voters' votes are counted.
I want to turn to some recent security issues with news reports in states like California, Georgia, Nevada, Oregon have received suspicious packages in the mail. Some have been found to contain fentanyl. How are you monitoring threats here in Wisconsin with Wisconsin election officials?
Yeah, so we monitor what's happening across the country when it comes to election administration. And so when we heard that in other states that there were these suspicious, threatening packages or mail deliveries, we wanted to make sure that our clerks knew about that, even though this wasn't a threat specific to Wisconsin. So we have no reason to believe that Wisconsin is going to be targeted in something like this, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be incredibly prepared for this type of situation. And so as soon as we learned about this, we talked with our state and our federal law enforcement partners, and we put together best practices for opening mail, for staying safe when processing mail, and we sent those to our local election clerks. And so we have, again, we have no reason to believe that Wisconsin will be a target of this type of activity. That being said, every day election officials are practicing our contingencies. We're thinking about what would happen if there were an emergency. We're thinking about how to keep our election personnel safe during the election cycle. And so, you know, it's really unfortunate that these things occurred in other states. Here in Wisconsin, it allowed us an opportunity to do some contingency planning and make sure we're ready if this kind of threat should arise in the future.
Are these best practices actual changes to how mail is opened at local election offices?
I don't know that they're necessarily changes. I think in a lot of places, they've been doing many of these things going forward. So just some common sense things when it comes to analyzing the mail that comes in, looking for things that may look unusual, working with your law enforcement if you have questions or concerns to address things that may look suspicious. And so I think a lot of these things are best practices that clerks are already using, offices like ours are already using. But it's always good, again, to think about what will we do in an emergency? Are our plans solid? Do we have new personnel in the office that hasn't been trained on these things that you need to make sure that they understand what our process is for safely processing mail? And so I think it's really more of an opportunity to reinforce practices that are most likely already in place in our local communities.
Talking about issues that could face voters next year with Megan Wolf, administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. You can call in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Last week, the Assembly passed a bill that would regulate the establishment of polling locations. Representative Clinton Anderson of Beloit voted against the bill, arguing that it would make closing polling locations easier. Will this proposal make closing polling locations more difficult or easier?
Well, I think that determining how many polling places can be used is always going to be a municipal level decision. And so I think this proposal, from my vantage point, just changes the way that those emergency type changes would be made and how a municipal government would make those changes. So I don't know if it's easier or harder necessarily. I think it's just sort of adjusting the process for when those types of changes can be made and how a municipal governing body would be involved in making that decision.
last week, the Assembly declined to vote on whether to impeach you despite pressure from Republicans and former President Donald Trump. Are you able to focus on your work through all of the talk of impeachment?
You know, I'm really hopeful that we will be able to return to the important work that's in front of us. As election officials, the election calendar for the 2024 cycle, it really kicks off on December 1st of this year. And there's an election-related deadline every day between December 1st of 2023 and January of 2025. And so we have important work to do. And I'm really hopeful that we've now turned a corner and we'll be able to get back to focusing on that important work at hand. And I also think conversations like this morning, you know, the discussion about what is the Wisconsin Elections Commission, what is my role, is something I'm going to continue to have because I think there's a lot of confusion. And unfortunately, people have blamed me for decisions that I had no involvement in making. And so I'm really hoping that, you know, if anything good comes from this process, it's that we've provided that additional clarity so people better understand how decisions are made, how they're public decisions, how they can even provide input to the commission, and what my role is to implement those directives of the commission.
In our last moments together, where does the confusion come from in your analysis?
You know, it's an interesting question, and I'm not exactly sure. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Wisconsin has a different model. In a lot of other states, you might have a single elected partisan official that's implementing directives about elections unilaterally, you know, behind a closed door. Here in Wisconsin, we've got this six-member bipartisan commission. They need four votes to be able to implement a directive. And then I carry out their directives. I don't have a vote. And I think for some people, that can be a difficult concept. They want a single person to blame if they have a grievance. And so I think often I get scapegoated in that role of people attributing blame to me, when in reality, you know, Wisconsin's election system is working just as it was designed and intended by our lawmakers. We have a six-member bipartisan commission. They meet in public. They make decisions in a bipartisan way, and I implement their directives. And so I think we just need to continue to have those conversations.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Megan Wolf is administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.